theme, artistry, and rhythm identifying modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton, and his orchestra, the composer, conductor, and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. Through its facilities of station WMAY, NBC's affiliate in Springfield, Illinois, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting Stan Kenton Encores, a special concert of those compositions most requested and applauded at this concert location and the regular NBC Stan Kenton Concert Series. Tonight's concert comes to you from the beautiful Lake Club in Springfield, Illinois. The Lake Club, the most beautiful supper club in central Illinois. Mr. Kenton, it's yours.
Very much. Thank you. Say, Bob Irving, did you do the opening of the show?
I think I did, Stan.
Where was I when the thing was going on?
Back at the Black and Whites over there in the corner.
Oh, I was busy at the piano.
Mm-hmm, quite
busy. You know, I can't really get started here unless you kind of shove us into things. Would you mind another introduction, please?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Capitol Recording star, one of the greatest men in the field of jazz, Mr. Stan Kenton and his orchestra. All right, Stan? No, I guess not. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll tell you, isn't there something else you could add, maybe?
Well, I could always say my call letters are NBC.
Well, you're finished.
Thank you.
Bob, thank you very much. If you'll stay right close, because sometimes I lose a word occasionally and I bog down completely and I'll scream for help. There's a number 138 in the book. We planned on playing it this evening to open this concert miniature encore, and I think that we should go ahead with our plans. The Count is here. Connie Condoli, this is something that has been played so many times on concert and miniature, easily an important encore. Here's the thing called Round Robin. Gentlemen. This evening here playing at this place that is called Lake Club is proving once again and conclusively so that in spite of the fact that we have been in business for now 11 years, we believed that we had played every club, every theater, every ballroom, every concert hall throughout the country, but I guess there is still quite a list of places that we have not appeared. This is the first time here this evening, and if you people listening in notice any tension at all, you'll it's best that we explain that this is our first time here and we're trying to make a good impression because we have an open date, June 16th, this coming year, and we want to consult the promoters here this evening. Speaking of promoters, every field has its promoters and people that go about promoting things that they believe in. Here's a saxophonist that believes a great deal in the alto saxophone. He chose that to make his living with, to express himself. He's most important in the field of modern jazz. At the moment, the microphone is lowered to about saxophone level for the gentleman, Lee Konitz. Lee, the concert miniature encore this evening is My Lady. Thank you. Lee Konitz.
Take your bow, Lee.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This next number is also a very important encore. It finally made a phonograph record, and it is another thing of Cuban descent interwoven with American jazz. And in order to give the thing the correct atmosphere, occasionally we call on a gentleman within the organization here to introduce it properly. We'd like, ladies and gentlemen, to present Reuben McFaul so that he can present the next composition.
Buenas noches, todos mi amigos, americanos, mexicanos, todos es mi amigos. Esta es una composición, yo no sé, una composición, un persona, no. Esta es,
Reuben, yeah. Are you still talking about the composition?
Sí, yo estaba hablando tabú.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
La orquesta va a tocar tabú, ¿no?
Just don't
tabú, sí.
Don't lose your way and start talking about something else.
No, yo estaba hablando música nomás.
Okay.
Esta es esta muy buena orquesta va a tocar tabú. Sí. Es muy bueno.
You're very careful about what you're saying, aren't you?
Sí, yo hablando nomás música nomás.
What does that mean, music on the mass?
Música. That means, I don't speak very good English.
Thank you very much.
That means,
Did you finish the introduction, Reuben?
Sí.
Thank you very much, Reuben. If you'll go return to the rhythm section now, you play on this composition here. We'll kick this thing off that has been so elaborately introduced by Reuben McFaul. Here's the orchestra's version of Taboo. Say, thank you very much. You know, Bob Irving, I told you a moment ago I'd like to have you stay close because I never know exactly when I'm bogging down and I'm bogged down. Will you say something?
I'd love to. I'd just like to remind all the folks that NBC is sending your way the music of Stan Kenton and his orchestra from the beautiful Lake Club in Springfield, Illinois. America's man of music, Stan Kenton, in a concert of progressive music, progressive as today, and as new as tomorrow. Stan?
You took the words out of my mouth.
Gee, ain't it the truth? Ain't it
very
the truth?
Very good. It's very nice of you to be so professional about things, actually. It makes us feel very important when you give us such an introduction. To go further, Bob, if you were going to introduce a trombone player by the name of Bob Burgess, and if he was going to play a composition over the rainbow, and it was something that had quite a mood to it, what would you say? How would you introduce it?
Well, we might say something like, let's have some moods in music with Bob Burgess, a trombone man who slips around some mighty smooth and mellow notes. Man plays fine horn, says here.
Pretty crazy, Bob. Pretty crazy.
Man, I know, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you. We had another composition that I thought we'd do at the moment, but I think that we're doing so well with trombones that we might move from the top of the trombone section to the bottom of the trombone section in sound, that is. Has nothing to do with social standing or rating within the orchestra. You heard the first trombone player. Here's the trombone. It's the bass trombone. It's George Roberts. He's playing this thing that has been presented a couple of times now in concert miniature yesterday.
National Broadcasting Company.